nation a little louder. We need a word right now.
Faith that is not absolute is impotent. But when faith in God is absolute, result is inevitable. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing the word of God. Be blessed as you listen to this life-transforming message by the anointed servant of God. Your faith shall be built up and your miracle delivered.
Send away the word in this house today. Send away the word.
We worship you. We honor you, Jesus. We magnify your name. Thank you for your presence in our midst. Thank you for answers to all of our prayers. Thank you for the amazing testimony of your power in our midst. Take all the praise. Take all the glory. Take all the worship. Take all the honor. Take all the adoration. Lord, we celebrate you. Lord, we adore you. Jesus, the hour has come. Send your word against us like never before. Empower us in this service. Turn our lives around. Transform us by your word. Today is our covenant day of all-round rest. Lord, let everyone receive divine rest from every form of labor. In the name of Jesus, hide me behind the cross of Calvary. No man will see me nor hear me, but everyone will see you and hear you. At the end, I vow to return all the glory to you. In Jesus' mighty name, we are giving thanks. Give the Lord a big, big hand of praise this morning. Help me welcome your neighbor to church, left and right. As you please, be seated in his presence. It's my year of breaking limits. It's my year of breaking limits. Congratulations. I welcome you to this very special service this morning. A 3-in-1 service. It's our end of the month Thanksgiving service for the month of January, because we couldn't do that last week because we're still fasting. It's also our prophetic entrance service into the new month. That's what we do every Sunday of the month. And it's also a special service captioned the covenant day of all-round rest. I pray in the name of Jesus, my God will visit with you today. In the precious name of Jesus Christ. Today is a very unique day. It's a very, precious day. It's a day that we never forget in a hurry. And God has proven it with the amazing deluge of testimonies in the service. That is a proof that in this service this morning, you are going on with your own testimony. In the mighty name of Jesus, I decree there shall be no loss for you. And I decree anything the enemy has taken away, I stand there to decree supernatural restoration. He said, if the thief be caught, he shall be made to restore sevenfold. I decree sevenfold restoration for you. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Shout hallelujah. Our focus for the month is captioned, my star is rising. Say with me, my star is rising. Therefore, I decree in the name of Jesus, all throughout this month, you will emerge a rising stars. Your star will begin to rise higher and higher. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And our subject of discussion all throughout this month is unveiling our breaking limit heritage in the world. The year has been declared as the year of breaking limits. If you look at the size of the church, we have it boldly in the inscriptions now, so that you can have the concept in your mind. Every time you walk in the church, you remember what the year is. Breaking limit. However, the breaking limit heritage is in the word of God. That is why all throughout this month, our attention will be on the word. And in this service this morning, we are going to narrow it down to a subtopic captioned, looking at our limit breaking heritage from the mirror of the word. Looking at our limit breaking heritage from the mirror of the word. It's important for us to know that God's word is a spiritual mirror. Mirror is very important, especially to women. Praise the Lord. It's very important because you need to know how you look before you step out of the house so that someone is not going to tell you. And I'm sure a number of you stood before mirror before you came this morning. Praise the Lord, to check whether the makeup is good, whether the wig is good, or sorry, the hair is good. Praise the Lord. And even the men, I know some men compete with their wives for the mirror in the house. What is the man looking for before the mirror? Your own mirror should not be more than just 2 minutes. Now, if a man now starts fighting the woman, contesting for the mirror for 10 minutes, what are you checking in the mirror? Anytime your husband is contesting the mirror, just tell him, go and look at the mirror of the world. Leave this one for me. Shout hallelujah. The same way mirror is very crucial, mirror is very important. The word of God as spiritual mirror is very important. Everybody wants to look very nice. You want to know how you look before you step out. You want to look very great. So you have to check the mirror. But that mirror is limited. Now, the medical sciences went ahead to also discover another kind of mirror that could see beyond the physical. Praise the Lord. That could see beyond the physical photography. Now, that's where they came out with all the form of scanning systems, X-rays, MRI, and all of those that could see the internal organs. But yet, that one is also limited. But the Word of God can see all of those. It can show you who you are physically. It can show what your internal organ looks like. And it can also show you who you are spiritually, which is the peak. Shout hallelujah. That's the peak. Because human beings, we are essentially a spirit. We have the mind, we have the body. But the real you is your spirit. And that is what the Word of God is meant to do. In James chapter 1, verse 22 to 25, the Word says, "But be ye doers of the Word, and not hearers alone, deceiving your own selves. For if any be a hearer of the Word, and not a doer, he is like unto a man beholding his natural face in a glass or in a mirror. For he beholded himself and went his way, and straightway forgetted what manner of man he was. But whoso looketh into the perfect law of liberty, and continueth therein, he being not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, this man shall be blessed in his deed." So our heritage of breaking limits is in obedience to the dictates of the scriptures. When you look at the scripture and you have the understanding of what the scriptures says you are, and you begin to walk in it, then the blessing begins to flow. I pray in the name of Jesus, the blessings of God begin to flow in your life this morning in Jesus' name. That was why before God began to perfect Jeremiah, even though in Jeremiah chapter 1 verse 5, he already told him that he was a prophet. He said before Jeremiah 1:5, he said, "Before I formed thee in the womb, before you came out of your mother's belly, I knew thee and I ordained thee a prophet unto the nations." But in spite of all of those, in verse 10 of that same scripture, he needs to see something before that can come to pass. Jeremiah chapter 1, verse 10, he says, "See, I have this day set thee over the nations and over the kingdoms." Praise the Lord. So until you see it, it can't become your portion. So we need to see who we are from the scriptures. Your picture from the scripture is what defines your future. Your picture from the scripture is what defines your actual future. Shout hallelujah. So the Word of God shows us our life picture from the perspective of the scripture. Now, we remember the story of a sheep, the cob that was raised among the sheep. Call it the sheep, the lion, the small lion, the cob that was raised among the sheep. He was grazing with the sheep, drinking with the sheep, playing with the sheep. He didn't know his identity until one day he followed the sheep to the stream. And there's a lion that always comes to threaten all of them. And when this lion roars, all of them will run, including the lion sheep that didn't know his identity. But one day, as they were drinking, he saw his image from the water. And he looked up and he looked at the lion. I didn't really look like these other ones. I looked like the other one that is threatening us. And that was how he crossed over. I pray in the name of Jesus today, someone here is crossing over. Yeah. As you discover your true identity from the scripture. In Isaiah chapter 29, verse 11 and 12, Isaiah chapter 29, verse 11 and 12. And the vision of all is become unto you as the words of a book, and is sealed. So the book is sealed. Natural eyes cannot see it. And that's why the Bible says the letter killeth, but the spirit gives life. The word of God is sealed. It takes spiritual understanding to understand, to see who God says you are. I promised I'm going to share something with you that God took me through in my study recently. Now, there were three times in the scripture that the identity of Jesus Christ was defined. The first one is in Matthew chapter 16, verse 13 to 15. Matthew chapter 16, verse 13 to 15. When Jesus came into the coast of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, saying, "Whom do men say that I, the Son of Man, is?" And they said, "Some say that thou art John the Baptist, some Elias, and others Jeremiah, or one of the prophets." And in verse 15, he said unto them, "But whom say ye that I am?" Look at the scripture, look at the response. And he said, and Simon Peter answered and said, "Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God." You are the Christ, the Son of the living God. And what was the response of Jesus Christ? Verse 17. And Jesus answered and said unto him, "Blessed art thou, Simon Barjona, for flesh and blood has not revealed it unto thee, but by my Father which is in heaven." Say with me, flesh and blood. So Jesus by then told Peter, this thing you just said now is revelation knowledge. It's not sense knowledge. It's not flesh and blood. What you have just said right now, it's not everybody that knows that. This is revelation. You are just speaking revelation the same way my Father would have said it. It is not natural. You are not speaking from your natural being. You are speaking from the mirror of the word of God. Revelation knowledge. I pray in the name of Jesus, your eyes of understanding will be enlightened. According to the word of the prayer of Paul in Ephesians chapter 1, verse 17 to 19, so that you begin to see revelation knowledge. There are different sides. There is a revelation knowledge. There is a sense knowledge. So for you to be able to see from the scripture who you truly are, you need revelation knowledge. Now, let's look at the second encounter of the definition of who Jesus was. Go with me to Matthew chapter 21, verse 10 to 11. And this is when Jesus Christ was going into the temple when they were shouting his Hosanna. It happened, and when he was coming to Jerusalem, all the city was moved, saying, "Who is this?" Now, this time around, he was not the one asking them. The people were asking, the Pharisees, they were asking, "Who is this?" And the multitude said, "This is Jesus, the prophet of Nazareth of Galilee." Now, this is sense knowledge. That was not revelation. Because that is what any other natural man would say. So in their own view, Jesus Christ was like Moses. He was like Elijah. You know, that was the first thing that the disciples said. Well, some of them said, "You are Elijah, you are whatever." Before Jesus said, now, if they are saying that from their sense knowledge, you, that you have revelation, who do you say I am? So that was sense knowledge. That's why you can't blame the Muslims. When you tell them Jesus Christ is the Son of God, and they tell you, no, he's a prophet, you can't blame them. That's correct. That's the truth. But that's not the absolute truth. They are speaking from sense knowledge. And you can't blame them. They don't have revelation knowledge. So you don't have to argue with them. You know they are limited in their description. It happened in the days of Jesus. Who is this? And they say, well, he's a prophet in Nazareth. Shout hallelujah. Today, someone's eyes will be open to revelation. And the third one, go with me to the book of Matthew, chapter 22 and verse 42. Matthew chapter 22, verse 42. Let's start from verse 41. Matthew chapter 22, verse 41. Go. While the Pharisees were gathered together, Jesus asked them, saying, "What think ye of Christ? Whose son is he?" Now it's like, okay, who do you think I am? What do you think my mission is? And they say unto him, the son of David. Look at their own other description. The son of David. Are they right or wrong? They are right, but that is not the absolute truth. That was also sense knowledge. And in that encounter, please go ahead. He said unto them, how then, verse 43, go back one verse. He said unto them, how then doth David in spirit call him Lord? So if you say he's the son of David, so why is David calling him Lord? And verse 44, the Lord said unto my Lord, sit thou on my right hand till I make thy enemies thy footstool. That was David saying that. And verse 45, if David then call him Lord, how is he David's son? And no man was able to answer him a word. Neither does any man from that day forth ask him any more questions. Case closed. Now, when you have a revelation, your life becomes so easy. All your troublers will submit themselves to you. I decree in the name of Jesus, as God opens you up to revelation to show you who you are through the scriptures, I decree from today, all your troublers will be silenced. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. So, in the world, we have sense knowledge. That's why you can go to theology school. You can have BA theology, MA theology, PhD theology, and all you know is sense knowledge. No single revelation. But someone might not even go to any theology. Maybe only BCC. And from that BCC, God just opens his eye. Boom! And he's flying with revelation. I pray in the name of Jesus from this service today, as I'm speaking to you, God will be speaking to you. Amen. This past week, I was celebrating with one senior man in the city, and the man of God I was preaching said, being a mentor to this man of God, he loves the Spirit, that when he's counseling him and he's speaking to him, one thing he always say is that I can hear God from what you are saying, sir. I can hear God from what you are saying, sir. I can hear God from what you are saying. I trust God in the name of Jesus Christ. As you are hearing this word, you are hearing God. Amen. You are receiving revelation knowledge. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. So this morning, let's see from the scripture what God has said concerning us. From the mirror of the scripture, let's see some revelation. Number one, by redemption, we have eternal life. That is, we share divinity with God by redemption. When you are born again, the Bible says, whosoever that is in Christ is a new creature. All things are passed away. Behold, all things become new. 2 Corinthians 5:17. So when you are born again, you are redeemed, you are transformed, you are rebirthed, your spirit is rebirthed. So you become new. You have God kind of life, the same kind of life that is in God is in you. Even though your body can still be the same, but you have a spirit in you. Just like if you live in Africa, there are some cars, they change their engine. You may see a Toyota that has a Mercedes-Benz engine in it. So when you are racing, you can be confused that this small Toyota, you can't pass me. You gas your own. One gas like this, you just see jumps. Ah, what's going on? It has a different engine in it. Shout hallelujah. So when you are born again, you have a different spirit in you. You have the God kind of spirit, the kind of life that the enemy cannot deal with. I pray in the name of Jesus from today, as you surrender your life to God, as you rededicate your life to God, it's going to be a new life for you. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. That's why Romans 6:23 says, for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Number two, from the mirror of the word of God, we understand that we are born again a supernatural being. You become a supernatural being. You are not just natural. You become a supernatural being. In Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6, he said, for unto us a child is born, unto us the son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful. Supernatural being. You'll be commanding wonders, signs, miracles. That's why in Isaiah chapter 8, verse 18, he said, behold, I and the children that God has given unto me, we are for signs and for wonders. I pray in the name of Jesus, beginning from this service, you will begin to command signs and wonders. A lot of people are running after miracles, after signs and wonders, because they don't know who they are. That's why the miracles should be running after you, because you are redeemed to be a miracle. When you can see from the scripture, Isaiah 8:18, he said, I and the children that God has given, we are for signs and for wonders. And look at what Jesus said before he left. In John chapter 20, verse 21, he said, then said Jesus to them again, peace be unto you. As my Father has sent me, even so send I you. So Jesus has sent you as a miracle. Therefore, in the name of Jesus, everything that is making you contrary, everything that is making you a byword, everything that is molesting your destiny comes to an end in this service this morning. So begin to see yourself as a supernatural being. Therefore, what affects others cannot affect you. What happens to others cannot happen to you. When men say there is a casting down, you will say there is a lifting up. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. In Isaiah chapter 62 verse 3, he said, thou shalt also be a crown of glory in the hand of the Lord, and a royal diadem in the hand of thy God. From today, you are a royal diadem. That's why the scripture says you are a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people belonging to God, to show forth the praises of God who has called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. It doesn't matter what you do. It doesn't matter where you walk. Carry yourself as a king. Carry yourself as a king. Dress nicely. Even if you are a casual worker, dress. Let something be distinguished in you, because you are a king. There is something royal in you that is seeking for expression. Don't let anybody just talk to you anyhow. I can't remember the last time anybody talked to me anyhow. Not that being a pastor. I mean, when I was not even a pastor. Now people respect pastor, but then when I was even a brother, to me it's an embarrassment for you to talk to me anyhow. It's an abuse of the grace of God upon my life. So I won't position myself to be talked to anyhow. And I won't behave myself in a way to be talked to anyhow. Because I understand there is a royalty in me. Imagine when you see a king, the king is going and everybody is paying homage. Everybody is respecting the king. That's how you should carry yourself. You should not be the one causing trouble in your place of work. You should not be the one that gets to the place of work and everybody will be running away. You are called to be the lion of the tribe of Judah, not the lion of the tribe of your village. Don't let everybody, when I was in the secular, everybody loves to be around me. Because I will smile, I will laugh, you don't need to have everything for you to understand who you are. Shout hallelujah. From today, I decree the name of Jesus, the King in you, we arise. In the mighty name of Jesus. Your speech, your dressing, your relationship, your association should show that you are a king. I mean, there are places you don't find the kings. I mean, there are places. There are places you don't go as a king. There are certain things you don't do as a king. So when you begin to see yourself as a king, there are certain things you avoid. A lot of people, they still speak vulgar language in this church. I mean, you send all those vulgar languages, you talk like unbelievers. King don't do like that. So you have to check yourself. If you want to see the manifestation of the hand of God upon you, you have to operate as who God has made you. And finally, we are redeemed a giver, not a beggar. We are redeemed a giver. In 2 Corinthians chapter 8, verse 9, he said, for you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet for your sake he became poor, that ye through his poverty might be rich. Do you know Jesus was rich? Don't forget about all those things you are reading online that Jesus was poor when he was here. No. Every time Jesus was going, you will read from the scripture that other ships were also going with him. He was going in a convoy. That's what it means. If Jesus was living in our day, I mean, he would be going in various convoys with escort riders and all of those. Because in those days, it was ships. So he go on a ship and small ships were also surrounding him. Praise the Lord. They were fighting on his cloth. It's not missed. There is no anointing they were looking for. It was expensive. Praise the Lord. That woman got another bastard hall, very expensive, pour it on his feet. You don't put that kind of expensive stuff if he himself is not expensive. Praise the Lord. But because of that, he became poor so that you and I can take the wealth. So you are no longer poor, but you are wealthy. Amen. Shout hallelujah. I say you are wealthy. So stop seeing yourself as poor. It is not the amount of money in your bank account that shows whether you are rich or you're poor. It's not the amount of money in your wallet. It is because the scripture says so. And when you begin to see yourself in the light of the scripture, you begin to emerge so. Therefore, I decree in the name of Jesus, poverty comes to an end in your life today. Amen. Now, when you think poor, you are poor, regardless of what you have in your bank account. But when you think scripture that you are rich, then you are rich. I decree in the name of Jesus today, an end has come to every penury and begging in your life in the name of Jesus. Penury and poverty comes to an end in your lives in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. The Bible says the thief cometh not but to steal, to kill and to destroy. I am come that they might have life and they might have it more abundantly. Abundance is of God. He says silver is mine. The gold is mine. And I mean, they don't spend it in heaven. It's for us to spend it on the earth. And he said through prosperity, the gospel will be spread abroad, across the whole world. And I pray in the name of Jesus Christ, God will open your eyes to see your prosperity package from the pages of the scriptures. In the name of Jesus Christ. How do we